Brachos Perak Aleph Mishnah Dal. This Mishnah deals with Birchus Krishma. We touched on earlier that Birchus Krishma is not necessarily a bracha on a mitzvah per se, like a bracha on a lulav, shofar, tzitzis, tefillin, and things like that. Rather, it's based off of a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Shiva Yom Alticha Mishpatei Tzidkecha. David HaMelech said that there are seven praises that he does daily. And Chazal Masakin, these seven brachos of Birchus Krishma, and they centered around Krishma. So the Mishnah starts, B'shachar Mevorch Shtayin Lufaneha V'achas Lacharoa. In the morning, before Krishma in the morning, We have two brachas before Krishma, and we have one afterwards. So we know the two brachas before Krishma are Yotzer Or, and we have Avas Olam Avarabba, depending on the Nusuch. The Achas Lachara, and one afterwards, where we say Emes V'yatsiv, and then we end with Gal Yisrael. So that's the one afterwards. Uva Erev, and at night, Shtaim Lufaneha, there's two brachas before. There we have Marav Aravim, and then Avas Olam. Ushtaim Lachara, and two afterwards. There we have Emes V'emuna, and then we have Hashkivenu, which ends with Shomer Moisolad. Achas Aruka v'achas Kitzara. So now the Mishnah is focusing on the brachas of the morning before Kriyashma. One of them is long, which is Yotzer Or, v'achas Kitzara, and one of them is short. Now we do not mean here how many words that they have or how long it takes to say them. Rather, Aruka, according to the Rav, means that it has a bracha in the beginning and in the end. And the Kitzara, the short one, only has a bracha in the end. So we know. So Yotzer Or has a bracha in the beginning, and it ends with Yotzer HaMa'oros, so it has a bracha both in the beginning and the end. And also the Kitzar, the short one, is Avarab of Avas Olam in the morning, so it does not start with a bracha. So that's why it's called Kitzara. So with these, the Mishnah continues, Makom Sha'amu Laharach, where we tell you to lengthen them, means where we tell you that you're supposed to have a bracha in the beginning and the end, Eino Shaila Katzer, you're not allowed to shorten it, meaning you're not allowed to only have a bracha in the end. You have to keep a bracha both at the beginning and the end. Lakatzer, and vice versa, if you have a bracha like Avas Olam Avarabba, where the bracha is only Ohev Amo Yisrael, Einur Shai Laharach, don't add a bracha to the beginning of that paragraph. Now, the reason is one is not allowed to change the matbea of a bracha, the stamp, the way Chazal or Masakin and created brachas, one is not allowed to play around specifically with the brachas part of the bracha, whether it's how many times to say Baruch Atah Hashem in a bracha, that's the most important part. Rabbi Kiveger points out here that the reason that some of these brachas do not start with Baruch is because we have a concept of a bracha smucha lechaverto. When a bracha is next to another bracha, that second bracha does not start with Baruch because it's almost feeding off of the first bracha. It's right next to it. Even if you have Krishma in between, which we do, all of the subsequent brachas that come afterwards don't start with Baruch, because they're all sort of feeding or coming, they're adjacent to that first initial bracha, whether it's the one at night with Marav Aravim or in the morning of Yotzer Or. The Mishnah continues, Lachtom Eino Shai Shaloi Lachtom, and in a place where Chazal tell us to finish with a bracha, so for example, Marav Aravim finishes with a bracha, Eino Rishai Shaloi Lachtom, you're not allowed to not do that. So, for example, by Marav Aravim, you can't start saying Baruch Hashem Marav Aravim and then end off without a bracha. You have to complete it with the bracha. And vice versa, v'shaloi lachtom, and in a place where we tell you not to end, now, where do we have a bracha where you just do not end? Avas Olam, Avarabba, those have ends. So this is a new bracha, which would be an example of a Birchus HaMitzvah or Birchus on Peiros, for example. A guy makes a bracha on Peiros. There's only one bracha. And it's at the beginning, and it's just one sentence. So there, Einur Shai Lachtom, don't make it into, you know, a longer bracha by adding an ending to the bracha. So, for example, don't say, you know, Baruch Hashem Kenu Malchon, Borei Pri Ha'etz, and then so on and so forth, make up your own words, and then continue and say, Baruch Hashem Borei Pri Ha'etz again. That you're not allowed to do.